When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're listening to the Permission to Stan podcast, where we talk about K-pop, of course, with Haley's specialty,
BTS.
But this time we may have a little bit more Twice than BTS, perhaps. And then, of course, a little dash of, maybe not even dash, a pinch of Genshin and a very small pinch of anime, right?
Yeah.
But let's get to it. So let's talk about Twice. Not even BTS yet. Twice.
Yes, a lot going on with Twice this week.
They released Formula of Love, their third full album.
Woohoo!
And it was...
It's a jam-packed album.
It's been... I thoroughly really enjoy it, and I love it a lot. Like, I love the sound.
Yeah, he's been nonstop playing it since its release.
Yes, I was playing a lot while I'm working, and then our... One of our birds, his name is Haku, he's a cockatiel,
yeah,
is bobbing and nodding his head in approval because he's dancing along.
He sings along to it as well.
Except when he sings, he sounds like a witch.
Yeah.
So it's like some scary witch.
He gets too excited, that's why.
Singing along to Twice. This album has been fantastic. This is like the first album that I've listened to that they've released, because I've listened to their old stuff, but not like
a full album.
Not a full album, like when it came out, because I wasn't into it.
Yeah.
K-pop. I practically am still a baby once. Mm-hmm. I'm a baby once, yet I'm at the advanced stages.
Yes.
I feel like I can tell them apart, not just from their looks, but from the singing.
Right.
So I feel like I'm evolving, just like I did for BTS.
He did a crash course on... Oh my god.
I can't even
talk.
Oh, of course.
A crash
course, Mr.
Bond. On Twice, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel fairly confident. Like I said, I really have... I have my bias, Momo. Baby girl Momo, and then my wrecker, Jihyo.
Jihyo. I couldn't remember who it was.
And then Naeyeon and Suyi.
Yeah.
Who's spelled Suyu, which confused me at first. Right?
It's like just
they're right there. They're right behind Jihyo. And, But yeah, we pre-ordered the album from Target.
Mm-hmm.
We got it in the mail like maybe a day or two later after it came out.
I think it was like a day after.
One day, yeah. And it was random. For some reason, Target...
You couldn't choose
online.
It sucks because there's four different versions.
Exactly. So we had four different versions to choose from. The blue one was the Study About Love version. The red version was Break It. The pink version was Explosion. And... the cute peachy one, which I personally like the most, is for the Full of Love version. And I think the reason why I like that one the most was because actually in the front cover, I mean, the cover for each of them has all of them, right?
Right.
But this one has all nine members individually, like in their own little slots with their names on it.
So it's really cool. Each little cutout is like a heart, and then it has their name underneath.
The picture of them, which is great. Like, if anything, this is one of those albums where it's like, you should definitely at least pick up two versions, right?
Yeah.
Because the photo cards, obviously, just like, you know, most K-pop stuff, when there's multiple albums, it's like different types of photo shoots, right?
For each version. Yeah, each they version. Have a different concept for each album.
Concept, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, in the mail, we got the red one. So we got the Break It version.
Which is one of the ones that we wanted, actually.
Yeah. And then so we picked up the other one, which was the peach one,
mm-hmm.
the Full of Love version, which is... We also wanted that. So it's a good thing we ended up still going to get it.
Right, in person.
In person. So we went to Target. Target's, even though they had it in, you could go and pick it out at your local Target, people would probably be worried, like, oh, but what about the pre-order bonus?
Right.
But every Target, like, as long as you get it wrapped and sealed, comes with the pre-order bonus,
isn't
which is a full set
crazy?
Of photo cards.
That's so lucky, because, like, I feel like for BTS, they never have pre-order bonus at Target.
Like, and the thing is, too, because I feel like if you order from, you know, all those other big K-pop, like, the usual, like, websites that people order from.
Yeah.
The pre-order bonus, obviously, is probably no longer available after the pre-order
exactly.
period.
Yeah, but Target had it.
But if you're not... Yeah, this is... It's already been released. Even one of our friends, Byron, went to Target today, picked up the album himself. And lo and behold, yeah, it comes with the pre-order bonus. And it's been, like, already a few days, like 4 or 5 days after the release.
Yeah, because it had, like, a little sticker on it with, like, exclusive at Target or something.
Right.
For the pre-order.
And it comes with, and, like, all of them each
yeah.
have their own pre-order set bonus, which I think is, like, a full set of photo cards for, like, all the
yeah,
members.
Yeah, it's all nine
it's
members,
cool.
right? And then isn't there, like, a group picture, too?
Was oh, yeah.
It? Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I can't recall.
Yeah, I think there was.
Because everything else, usual stuff, comes with, you know, photo cards. It comes with cool ID badges. Like, you get two random ID badges for
yeah.
the members. Like, and also, like, two kind of, like, postcard size things.
Mm-hmm.
Even the back cover of the album itself comes with a random member, too. So.
Yeah, so they gave out so much stuff.
I got double sui, right?
I know, yeah. But I was like, dang it, friggin' BTS. I wish their albums came with more stuff like that, too.
Right.
Because we only ever get, like, one photo card with an album. But this one, they gave out four.
Yeah, four cards.
Right. It can be, like, four random members. But four, you get more chances of getting someone that you want. And we actually got every single member.
With the two albums
with the two
we
albums.
Got, it's
yeah.
insane. We got every member. And we got one group picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It blows my mind how that even happened, kind of.
I was like, yes, thank goodness. Like, that was like a good pull, actually,
yeah.
for just two albums.
So it was pretty cool. And then there's also, is there anything else? No, I think that's pretty much it. And then, yeah, it comes obviously with the CD.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I listen to everything on my Spotify, right?
Right.
But yeah, it's been awesome so far. I really like it. I really have a few favorite songs, like Moonlight, like, and of course, Fila. Like, Fall in Love Again, it's so, like, upbeat, and it's, like, really, like, it's, like, funky.
A lot of Funko the sound kind of thing. For this album, I feel, is, like, very 80s.
Yeah, I love it. That's,
yeah,
like, the kind of thing that I think that's
right
popular
now.
Right now, too,
mm-hmm.
in, like, regular, like, popular, like, pop music.
Right.
Here in America. Like, Western music and stuff, a lot of them have it. Like, you
it's
can kind of think
back.
Of.
Yeah, it can never
like
get
the
old.
The Weeknd kind of uses a lot
yeah.
of it right now these days. But it's been really, really good. And I am going to continue listening to it tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll listen to it for like a whole month.
But,
when this always happens, when we get like a new album, he'll just like put it on nonstop.
Yes, for like a week or two.
Yeah.
And then
he'll switch
to the next
out.
One.
Yeah.
But that's not also the big news that was released. Not just the album drop, because they also announced their... Is it fourth? Fourth World Tour.
Yeah, Fourth World Tour. That's named three?
Yes, I do not ask me why. Maybe it's because of the album. I don't know, because that's their third full album.
Maybe.
But they're starting in Korea, unlike BTS, right?
I know. Yeah.
So yeah, like so, BTS obviously for the permission to dance,
yeah,
is gonna be here in LA.
LA only for now.
But luckily for everyone in Korea, they're gonna get a taste of Twice
mm-hmm.
for 3 days in a row.
Yeah,
Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
They're performing 3 days in a row. That's pretty insane.
Yeah,
and that's all
like
in
they
Seoul.
Usually do that.
I think it's at the Olympic Park or like whatever
yeah.
the
Olympic Stadium.
Yeah, the
yeah.
stadium over there. So that's gonna be huge. But I know it's a quote unquote. It says it's their fourth world tour, quote unquote, right?
Yeah.
But the funny thing is like. On the poster that they announced or released it, everything is like here in America.
North America.
Like,
yeah.
So the next date or the next tour city, there's actually five. They listed five cities after Seoul.
Yeah.
First is obviously us again.
Us, LA.
Los Angeles, followed by Oakland. Then they have Dallas, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, and New York. And if
yeah.
you're not too familiar with Oakland is... Basically in San Francisco. Probably.
Yeah, so NorCal.
So, yeah, they're going to be here in California twice. Maybe we'll try to see them
I know.
Twice. Get it? Twice?
Yes, I get it. We were talking about that. I was like, oh, maybe we should just go to both shows.
Just stalk them for both shows. Let me submit that PTO tomorrow.
I was like, I'll try for the San Francisco concert, and you can try for the LA one
tickets. You got to strategize. You got to plan all this already. And it's going to be through Ticketmaster. So far, there's no word of any type of presale bonus, like presale, like specials or something
that. Like how BTS did it.
Like how BTS had like five different presales.
That was stupid, though. That was dumb. Don't let me talk about that. I'm so mad.
Let's bring back Haley to our happy place. Mm. But yeah, so that's pretty exciting. I'm super excited to finally get to see them. Even though technically I have seen them kind of. Like, I was in the same room as them. That was at the time where, like, I was very unfamiliar with the whole K-pop world, kind of.
Right, he was still baby.
And my sister is where my sister met them and, like, gave them a high five, right? They did the fan meet.
Yeah, at K-Con.
And I recorded it. So I have my phone. I have a video of them, technically.
You do.
And you know what? I haven't watched that video since I started getting more into them. I'm going to go watch that and see who my sister, like... She high-fived all of them. But I want to see like her high-five all of them, and then I will, when we see my sister on Thanksgiving, I will high-five her so I can feel like I high-fived them, even though this is years ago.
I just remember that, like, with that video for their fan meet, it was mainly all guys, and it was like just Casey
and some other girl. There's like one other girl. Yeah. So it was like a bunch of dudes. So I'm sure they were super excited for a girl to win. And then I remember Casey was always rubbing in my face that Naeon said she loves her.
Yeah, but that was at the concert.
Oh, I thought it was at the high five thing.
No, it was at the concert. I believe it was. Oh, like, okay. Because I remember her video was at the concert that she showed me.
Oh, no. But the fan meet, when she walked up and said hi to all of them.
Oh, I thought it... No, maybe I'm confusing it.
Yes. Haley's always confusing
me. We'll see. I'm going to ask her and see if I'm right.
We will get back to this topic very soon. And then, you know, after, you know, listening to the album, I had a surprise VLive notification. I think it was the same night. Or it was probably the next night. But basically, I got a VLive notification from Twice. And it was actually, first it was Momo, then Naeon came on, and then Sui was there too. And they were kind of actually doing a reminiscent kind of thing of Jungkook's karaoke.
Yeah.
Except they were not singing Justin Bieber's songs. Mm. They were singing a couple of their songs from the new album, which was freaking awesome. It's like a taste, like a little sample teaser, appetizer of... them performing for everyone, right? Like, they were performing for once through VLive. But they were like, I think they're kind of in their pajamas, just hanging out, lounging wherever they were. And they also sang XOXO by Somi, which is really cool because obviously the whole 16 thing when they were all...
They're all
kind of friends from that, which we kind of talked about last episode too. So that's really cool because they did a full-on karaoke version of XOXO.
Right.
And I think I even saw pictures of like Momo with Somi, like holding Somi's album. So there's
always supporting each other still.
Especially because, like, you know, I would imagine back then, because, you know, the judges chose Momo. After she got kicked off so early, and then Somi made it all the way through and then didn't get chosen. Mm-hmm. So I imagine if anyone, it would be like, you know, blood between Momo.
Yeah, but that's not even her fault though.
Yeah, I think that's the maturity level like of them understanding. That's why like their friends are like, it's not your fault, right? That kind of thing. So it's super cool that they did the VLive with you know, singing not just some of their songs but also like Somi's songs. So that was cool. And, I mean, that was actually also my first, no, actually maybe my second VLive, I got to encounter with them. The other one, I remember, I think I watched Sana and Jihyo in a van.
Right. At least they come better times than BTS always comes on at. I'm up at like 4 in the morning waiting for freaking Jimin to come on.
With his puffy ass eyes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was really exciting. If you haven't checked it out, check out Formula of Love. Because that is an amazing album. There's actually a lot of songs with English in it, which is pretty cool. And they also separated them into different
subunits
for a couple songs too. So that was really cool too. I even like Scientists. You know, obviously the feels. I like Cactus a lot. It reminds me of like a J-Rock song. Like the vibe is like a J-Rock kind of thing. And apparently it's about Jihyo's Cactus, right? and. Yeah, just check it out. If you haven't yet, definitely tune into Twice. It's a little different from their more upbeat, poppy, like, you know, albums. Like, a lot of their other older songs or albums is, like, really upbeat, K-poppy kind of thing. It's
more, like, chill vibes, I guess, kind of.
It's chill and, like, funky and, like, more hip type of thing. It's really enjoyable. So definitely check it out if you haven't yet. And, of course, check out your local Target and grab yourself an album, because you will definitely find one there. Well, since we're talking about them, how they performed here, they're going to be here in L.A., right?
Mm-hmm.
There's actually some people who left L.A. very recently.
Yeah.
So Jenny finally left L.A. after living her best life. Same with Lisa, too. Jenny literally left maybe like a day ago before like we were recording this. So like maybe this past like Sunday or Monday.
They're all going back to Korea.
Yeah. So Lisa too. Even I saw a video, like a fan saw Lisa in LAX.
Yeah.
And like gave like you know how they said they were not gonna accept presents or gifts?
Yeah. It's just kinda depends cute how they're feeling. How they feel, I guess.
Like, because they're not being swarmed in LAX. Like, no, they were not. It was just literally like if you're just boarding and then you saw them, then oh my gosh, there they are.
Right.
So there was like they gave the letter to, I think, one of her like representatives or someone with her.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because on the opposite end of that, it's like when you see the videos at like Incheon Airport, which is the airport in Korea, it's like paparazzi's everywhere when they're like coming out, and it's insane.
Yeah.
I don't think that's possible to do in LAX because they're very strict here, in Los Angeles. And that kind of brings me towards, I wonder what's going to happen, because I know Blackpink is leaving LA, but do you know who's coming to LA literally right now as we are talking, Haley?
They're on the plane right now.
So we are recording this on, this is Tuesday, 9:32 p.m. here, Pacific time, LA, right?
Yeah.
And about an hour ago, there's a post by, of course, Tay Tay Boo, the legendary Tay Tay Boo, right?
Dispatch release pictures of BTS coming to LA.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's official. They are on their way. They're going to be here a couple weeks before permission to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Because they probably have a lot to do.
Yeah. They have like all those talk shows.
They have like, all the publicity, the media. And then also they got to really practice and kind of get used to this stage, because obviously it's a different stage from what they've been performing on.
Right. That's so crazy. I need to go apply for a job at SoFi Stadium.
Oh, yes. Take me with you. I'll take any job, please. I'll
be the security guard. Or, like, I'll be even the janitor.
Per diem, part-time, full-time, right?
Yeah.
Anything. Just, yes. I guess I'm just going to leave my job. But, yeah, no. So, that's crazy. So, they'll probably be here in the next 10 hours.
Right.
Like, landing.
But we saw, like, a video of them leaving Itcheon Airport, and there's so many fans.
They're
there.
Like swarmed by paparazzi. Oh my goodness. It's not even just fans, it's literally paparazzi
too. But there's a lot of fans there too.
It's crazy. And I feel like, you know, since people here in Los Angeles kind of have an idea that, like, oh, they're leaving, there's probably gonna be people there at like 6-5 in the morning, 7 a.m tomorrow morning for our time.
I'm sure
probably waiting out. But of course, like, they're really strict, like security. It's not even security, we have like actual police and everything, you know.
Yeah, they don't like you loitering and shit.
You can't even like keep your car there for more than 5 minutes if you're waiting to pick up your like auntie
right
at the airport or something.
So just pretend that you're like picking someone up.
So you have to like drive in circles for hours.
You probably have to park your car, basically.
Or you could park. Yeah. That's probably smarter than what I just said. Instead of driving in circles. But if anything, they probably also have their own private exit. You know, I would imagine there's going to be something.
We'll wake up to like all these posts on Tay Tay Boo of them arriving.
Crazy. That's true. I'm pretty sure that's what I'm going to be seeing first thing when I go on my phone tomorrow morning. But yeah, so they're going to be here very soon. I told Haley, I guess
we're going to be in the same time zone.
We're going to be in the same time zone. And then I was like, I won't be surprised if Haley's not in bed with me in the morning, because she probably got up to go drive to LAX.
No, I'm too lazy to do that. Sorry.
she makes me drive. So if I'm not driving, then I doubt she'll be there. But yeah, so that's super exciting. It feels real. It feels like it's gonna happen.
It's crazy though to say like, oh my god, we're going to a BTS concert next week. It's next week already.
Jeez, that's insane.
Isn't it? I'm like, what the hell? I'm not prepared.
Less than 2 weeks away. Oh,
I don't even know what I'm wearing yet to the concert.
It's like, it's coming up super, super fast. Well, it's not next week. It's still like...
It is next week.
Next week-ish. It is next weekend. And a half.
It's on the 27th.
Yeah, and a half. See, a week and a half.
Okay.
Either way, BTS and... that reminds me. We also watched The Soup.
Yes, of course, on Friday.
The finale.
Sad.
Quote unquote, the finale. Episode 5, right?
Yeah.
And damn, just like any other episode, there's so much just shit so going much, on. So much to even like go over, right? To cover. Let's start from the beginning. They were in the rain still.
Yeah. So
we thought they finished, but no, they did not finish.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I was like, who won? And I couldn't remember because obviously. They didn't finish it.
They literally were still going
yeah.
in the rain shooting that basketball.
Yeah. Jimin and Jungkook.
Jimin won, finally.
Yes, he did.
Got in. V went after and he made it. And then I remember Jungkook made it. They didn't see it make it.
I felt so bad for him.
They didn't believe him.
Yeah.
So they kept making him shoot the ball until he made it a second time,
basically. They're going to feel so bad like if they watch it and they're like, oh, damn.
No, I think they'll just be laughing. They'll just be making fun
of
him.
Poor Jungkook.
So that was that. And then they went finally in to eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they had, I think Suga was cooking, like, you know, all that beef, tenderloin right. and all yeah. that amazing looking beef stuff going on.
Suga's always cooking.
Man, I love Suga. He's like growing on me so much because I feel like he's my birthday twin. And then I feel like we have this resonance now.
Yeah, the more that he hears, like, when Suga, like, says certain things, he's like, oh, that's something that I would
that's
say.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, yeah. That's what I'm thinking of and during that situation, too. But, yeah, so he cooked that. They were being super-duper fancy.
Pinky out. They asked for fucking truffle.
They're slicing truffle. Literally truffle, like, big pieces of it, putting it on the steak while they're eating it.
Yeah, and also caviar.
And caviar.
This
on the steak.
Horrible.
Damn, sorry. That you guys are just flexing on everybody. Yeah. Now. My bad. You fancy, huh?
I was like, what does BTS. Truffle even taste like?
It's very mild.
Yeah.
But it's obviously super expensive.
I've only had it in like truffle fries and like truffle but that's rice not even and real, stuff. That's I know. Like, not, it's like
that's
flavoring.
Just truffle flavoring
yeah,
oil.
I know.
I've had it once and it's super mild. It has like a little like. I don't want to say like cheese, but it has like this weird like earthy like sweetness.
Mm.
I mean, I don't get why it's so expensive for after tasting it, but it's like a good, it's like you don't eat it by itself. It's good for like complementing and pairing.
Right, right.
Like a lot of other salty dishes kind of thing. Mm. Almost like salt. Think of it like butter salt.
I see.
Thing. There you go. And that's truffle. Not to be confused with truffle butter. That's a different. That's a little different. But yeah, then they ate it with caviar too. So, damn, my bad. Look
yeah.
at them. They're so like I don't know. That was too much for me. Too rich for my blood.
I wonder how it tastes. But then afterwards, because like even on in the soup season one, they did fireworks.
So yes.
It being the final episode, they did fireworks again.
Right, the final night.
Yeah.
And that was pretty fun, actually. Like,
who
that,
was it? It was
good.
Was it Suga and then V?
Suga, V, and then
J-Hope.
J-Hope was there. I remember V was having that photo shoot with J-Hope. That was
so
like really dumb.
Stupid. They put like all these sparklers and then they
Jin was scared of the sparklers.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He was holding a bunch.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. He's so stupid. He was like holding it with his sleeve and he's like,
Oh my god.
While and there's V just walking through all the freaking sparkles.
With his like slippers, so it's like getting on his feet and then on his hands and shit.
And then J-Hope was filming him dancing idol in the fireworks.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's pretty much. And then they lit up like a lot of like the really cool ones.
Right.
I really like those ones, like the ones that shoot out in the air and explode. Like, but they don't look dangerous and they're not super loud.
Yeah. And then wasn't it Jimin came and he was kind of sad, right? Because they were like, oh, they were done. And then J-Hope was like, oh, I'll come out with you again and light them up. And then he lit up a lot. Remember Jimin lit a lot of them up. And then I think RM saw it and then
From the room because RM was in his room already. Jungkook was already in his room
because he was
feeding Bam and he was tired. So, yeah, I mean, it was kind of different, too, because, I mean, like, I don't even think Jungkook went... Did he go?
No, he
out?
Didn't.
Yeah,
he
so
he
just watched it from the room. And then after that, it was the next morning, which is, you know, they're going to leave that day, right?
Right, yeah.
And I remember Jin cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time out of all the episodes that Jungkook... slept in. Like, yeah. He was not the first person.
He's like, sorry, Bam.
Walking around.
Sorry, Bam, I'm not going to feed you this morning.
He's just, like, knocked the F out. Yeah,
because he said that basically it's their last day, and then he wanted to sleep in because and not get up early because he's always up early before all the members.
So that was pretty funny. And then Jin already started cooking. I forgot what it was. It was like some cold like ramen or not ramen, but like noodles.
Yeah. Soup they kind always of thing. Eat noodles.
It was him every and then Suga. And then mm-hmm. they kind of cooked for each other ish.
Yeah, they did.
Then like one after the other, another member kept coming in. Like
I just remembered something funny. Was this the one where Jin was throwing the noodles on the
wall? Yeah, oh, that's right. I forgot. I think Haley told me this too. But you want to explain what's going on?
When you cook pasta or noodles, like to make sure that the noodle is cooked, you take like one noodle and throw it against the wall. And if it sticks, that means it's done. So Jin was basically doing that. He would take part of the noodle, throw it on the wall. He's like, oh, it's done.
And he's not just throwing it on the wall. He's like, he's so dramatic the way he throws it.
He's like pegging it at the wall, basically.
And then, so he cooked that, and then cooked for, and then RM came later, mm-hmm. cooked for RM also, because RM, he's probably just gonna end up cooking ramen for himself.
Yeah, because Jin was like, oh, there's leftover, and then because, like, RM was gonna cook something, there's leftovers, and then he's like, oh, okay, I'll have it too.
Yeah, so that was nice, and then, also, like, I think Jungkook, too, wanted to cook some of the stuff that Jin was cooking. That's why he mm-hmm. was showing Jungkook how to like
cook the noodles.
Test if the noodles are ready. I remember Jungkook was like,
he threw it and it fell down. And then Jin was
like not even the way. Okay, so Jungkook threw it in the sink being clean and being nice. Yeah. And it was like a soft, like a light baby throw.
Yeah, and Jin's like no. Toss.
And then
Jin's like, no, that's not
Jin
how you do it.
Jin grabs another noodle and literally chugs it at the wall.
And he's like, nope, it's not done because it didn't stick. So he had to like keep cooking it. I feel like
Jungkook's face was like he was like shook. He's like, oh my God, this guy is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's how you know if your noodles are ready.
My dad actually taught me that when I was younger because I would watch him as a kid and be like, why is he throwing noodles at the wall?
Can you imagine? I've never seen my parents do that. I wish I knew this technique sooner because that would have been pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then even V came in.
Mm-hmm, of course.
The little puppy V.
Please cook for me, basically.
But at least he reciprocated it and he made quote-unquote dessert.
Yeah.
Microwave. For everyone. Microwave hot dog, like the...
It's like basically like
a Korean pancake like a sweet one. Pancake. I think it was red bean or something, mm-hmm. this one, right?
Yeah.
And he just scooped up one scoop of chocolate ice cream on top.
Yeah, and then he got his chocolate syrup and was trying to make it fancy.
Then he started getting really into it, and he started cosplaying and has himself
as a server. He's like, here you go, sir. Here's your food.
Oh, my God. This man.
And he would bring it to Jin with, like, his, what was the drink that he got for him? It was, like, an alcoholic beverage as well. Some type of thing.
Oh, your drink, sir.
Yeah.
and then Jin was playing along, too. Oh, thank you. And then Jin would look like, because he was wearing his Louis Vuitton multicolored
outfit. Yeah, and he was wearing freaking sunglasses. Like his
beach outfit. Oh, his my God, the sunglasses everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, so, I mean, that was...
And then he went... Because remember, Jimin was still sleeping.
Of course. That's the other person that is very consistent with his sleeping habits.
Yeah, so he... Because V was worried about him, and he's like, oh, I'm going to do room service for Jimin. And he went and took the pancake for him to his room. And was like, Jimin, it's time to eat now.
And he didn't even come out.
Yeah,
he was
not still right kind away. Of in the room. Yeah.
Just like chilling. Yeah.
But V was like, come out now because the ice cream is melting.
And then he finally came out. Yeah. Showed his face. And that was pretty much it, right? I feel like that was it.
Oh, and then they ended up like taking pictures.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember?
No, I thought you were going to say more. You're just like,
they ended up taking pictures in front of the Airstream. Like, Hobie was doing selfies with the freaking Polaroid camera.
And then I remember and then Jin was sticking out his butt. That's all I remember,
too. Yeah, because he was trying to get in the photo because, like, I think Hobie took, like, three different Polaroids because he kept missing, like, all the members. Because, obviously, with a Polaroid, it's so hard to take a selfie of, like, seven people.
So they have full-on photos now of each other for BTS and the Soup, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what they do with it. Do they just keep it for, like, personal kind of thing?
I don't know.
They should auction it for charity because they could make a lot of money for charity for sure.
Right, yeah. So that was the final episode. But this coming Friday it's going to be like the behind the scenes, like extra footage basically, and
special
then like a special
episode.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's pretty much it. And I don't think they showed them like driving off or anything this time.
No, they just showed them like packing.
Yeah, just packing, and that was it. That was the end of it. And then they just kind of reminisce on their time there, just
right,
like always,
and how much
kind of
they
reflecting.
Enjoyed it. And basically, Jin was already asking for In the Soup season 3.
Oh, of course,
because he enjoyed it so much. He's like, okay, season 3, we're ready.
I'm sure they're because I mean, they seem so peaceful. Plus, he's always just playing his games and he's just chilling and cooking, being Jin. Jin
basically,
being Jin.
Yeah.
So looking forward to Soup 3 next year.
Yeah, that's if they don't do like a bon voyage, because probably they can travel now.
That's
I'm
true.
Guessing.
We're
going
to find out soon enough. I know they still have to finish up their tour here first.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, speaking about their tour, I know that we talked about their tour. We talked about, obviously, the tour for Twice. Monsta X, we already knew about it.
Right.
They're going to be, I don't know the dates exactly, but we had tickets initially to Monsta X tour.
I think it's also in February.
It might be in February with Twice.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah, that's, so if you're, I don't think I said the date, but February is when Twice is going to be having, their back-to-back dates.
Yeah,
I think.
It's on the 16th.
So February 16th is a Wednesday. That's 20 for 2022. 2 days later. So from LA, they're going to go up to Oakland, which is definitely a 5-hour drive from LA. And that's going to be February 18th on the Friday. Monsta X, we have no idea, but it's in February.
I believe it's at the end.
And also, ATEEZ
has
their world tour also.
Yeah, they announced it, I think, a couple of days ago also. But the thing with their tour is that you have to have had tickets from 2019 when they announced their world tour. So basically, they're honoring it. So if you have tickets...
Not like BTS.
Exactly.
Basically, the exact opposite of what happened with BTS.
Yeah, so we didn't have tickets for ATEEZ.
This is how it should have been,
right?
Basically.
Yeah, because we had to go through the whole ticketing system again for BTS, which is a freaking nightmare.
Oh, God.
But yeah, luckily for the ATEEZ fans... they have their tickets and they're honoring it. But the tickets that are going to be sold again, like for fans that didn't get tickets, are like the ones that were refunded. So that's the only time that you can get tickets
for
this tour.
So it's kind of like the leftovers.
The leftovers, basically, yeah. Or there's also like resellers,
of course.
Of course,
that's always the other option. But is there a day that they're releasing?
No, they haven't said anything.
Where are they going to be? How about,
it's
the world tour, right? So, okay.
Oh, yeah. So this one is actually like a world tour.
Not just a Twice North America and Korea tour.
So they're starting off, it's going to be January in Seoul, 3 days again. And then they're coming to Chicago, Atlanta, New York.
Ooh.
Dallas.
New York. Such a New Yorker, Haley.
Los Angeles. They're going to be at the Forum on January 30th.
All right.
And
so
then
they're
going
the end of the month.
Amsterdam, London, Paris, Berlin.
What's
awesome. Where's Warsaw?
Warsaw,
Madrid.
Germany, and Madrid. Madrid, Spain. Haley's obviously did not do well in geography in high school.
They only taught us about Australia.
I'm Australian, mate. Dingo babies.
Yeah, so theirs is actually like a world tour.
That's The Office reference for all of you Office fans, of course. Because we both love The Office, and there's not a day that goes by in our lives where we do not make an Office reference or something. But yeah, so that's pretty exciting. ATEEZ, because I know, I think in that group chat we have, Byron said that his sister wanted to go too, huh?
Right. Yeah, but
we'll just,
good luck
I mean,
with
hopefully,
that.
I mean, because you want to go too.
I do, but then like
I'm down
we'll,
to check him
we'll
out too.
See.
Because damn,
I mean,
I remember
like,
when I first saw ATEEZ, I was like, oh shh.
I know.
Damn,
he's
these
like,
guys
he's
are.
Like, who are all these sexy
who are
guys?
These sexy men.
Yeah, we saw them at like the K-pop store on the those TVs that they have.
Yeah, that was like a few years ago too. I remember I was like, what the? This is not.
I know this is not BTS.
BTS.
It's like these are men.
But it's pretty fun. Like you know, hoping like to get all of these. Like 2022 is going to be crazy for K-pop. Like in general, like.
Yeah, it
being
seems
able
like,
to see all these different tours and
seems like they're pumping out all the K-pop concerts, and it's like this is only in the first 2 months of next year and already.
Every locate or every tour
is for, LA is,
has Los Angeles somehow.
That's why I'm so glad we live in LA.
We're not gonna move.
No,
we're staying in LA forever.
Well, maybe until we retire.
Yes, then we're gonna move to Korea next to Jin.
Japan.
next to Jin's house.
We're Japan.
Yeah. So that's gonna be super cool though. I'm super excited for next year. I hope everyone listening to this hopefully gets the chance to see their bias groups, their stan groups, right?
Yeah. Because they're gonna release more and more K-pop groups.
It's gonna doing be so world much tours. Fun, and hopefully even K-Con. They'll have K-Con again.
Yeah,
in
I'm
LA.
Sure K-Con will come back.
It'd be interesting to see who they would have for K-Con, because I feel like K-pop has blown up in these past 2 years during the pandemic, where it's like every group that seemed kind of like smaller, it just seems big already.
Right,
everyone seems big.
It sucks because like the ones for K-Con this year, but was only online, was ATEEZ and also ENHYPEN. I was like, damn.
Of course. So let's hope we get ENHYPEN and ATEEZ coming
please,
back
TXT.
Again.
Please, TXT.
Oh, man. That'd be so cool. Yeah. So fingers crossed. We will see soon enough. Oh, man. That's a lot of... Damn, that's... I'm K-pooped.
He's K-pooped out.
I'm K-pooped. Yeah, so all I can think of right now in my head is Twice, because I want to just listen to their album some more, right? But we have other topics. We have topics such as Genshin Impact.
What's going on?
Genshin Impact, we are finally almost close to Hu Tao, like I think a week away, if not less, from Hu Tao ending.
Dang, that went quite quick.
It's crazy because the banner hasn't even ended, yet Hu Tao, this rerun, has, I think, been the biggest seller. Like has made the most money.
That's crazy.
For Genshin, even it topped our Electro Riot? Mama.
Yeah, yep. That's insane. I feel like more people are playing now too. Maybe.
And they had like a live. That's true too.
Yeah. It's
like the Animal Crossing community. Everyone crossed over. I feel like even though now you guys are back.
We are back
in Animal Crossing, but you guys are splitting time between Genshin because that's part of your life
hard.
Now.
It's hard.
And then, but also, they had like the live stream.
Mm-hmm.
How they release before every giant patch
banner, yeah.
They have like a live stream kind of thing, and during these live streams they usually introduce new characters and the new story plot or new banners coming up,
like the events that are going to be going on.
We saw a little clip of Ito's looks really cool. I like him a lot.
Yes.
Actually, I think I might actually pull on him because he reminds me of Jiraiya from Naruto,
but a sexier version.
But like a sexy version. And how dare you? Jiraiya is sexy as he is.
I mean,
already.
Maybe that's him when he was younger.
And then also what they did to I think they also had the voice actors kind of do their thing, because they were actually talking.
For English?
Yeah, so
voice actors.
The voice actor for the Japanese version for Ito is a big rock star.
I do not have his name up in front of me. I haven't heard him. I only heard the English actor.
The voice actor for the English one does a lot.
Good.
He's Saitama from One Punch Man.
But we don't watch that.
We watch that one in Japanese.
Yeah.
But the other one is for Japanese it's TM Revolution.
Mm.
So he's I forgot the guy's name. Oh, I hate myself. But he did a lot of anime openings, which is crazy.
Oh.
He did Resonance, the first intro to Soul Eater. And then he also did Heart of Sword, which he did a lot of like the Rurouni Kenshin stuff too.
So basically he has a sexy voice too.
He has it's like a different type. It's unique, but it's also sexy, of course.
I haven't heard his Japanese
version. And he also did the Gundam Seed songs.
Oh,
so he did a lot. And you did not watch Gundam Seed.
I know, but I don't remember that one.
But yeah, so that's super exciting. Ito seems like he's going to be a really cool character to have.
Yeah.
I guess we're both bullying then, huh?
I need him.
I need his weapon.
Right.
I might need to get two of them. One for Ito and one for Noel.
No, you can just switch off probably. Because you're not going to use both of them at the same time.
We'll see about that. And then, that's pretty much it. And we'll talk more about Genshin. As it gets closer, there's also some other news that we'll cover in the next episode. Briefly, also, let's finally talk a little bit about anime. One thing that we want to talk about for anime is, one of our top big favorite animes, which is also part of the legendary Big Three, right?
Yep.
One Piece,
which I'm catching up on.
Haley's still trying to catch up, but she's in Wano, so it's okay. But what is coming up for One Piece?
1,000 episode.
Yeah, can you believe
isn't
this?
Isn't that insane?
We've lived to get to the 1,000th episode.
It's been like, what, 20 years?
Which is airing on November 21,
2021. Dang. So, like, that's next week, basically.
That's insane. The 1,000th episode. What did you see? Like, there was pictures,
too.
Oh,
yeah. I've been seeing pictures, like, for the 1,000th episode, like, in Tokyo. In, like, the subways and, like, the train stations. They have, like, these big murals for One Piece 1,000th episode. It looks pretty cool.
I can't believe it. We're living in 2021. We're watching the 1,000th episode of One Piece.
Shoot, I'm still in, like, episode, like, 900 and...
You will not believe this. When episode 1 came out, I was still in elementary school.
So it's been, like, 20... How many years?
It came out October 20, 1999.
Oh, damn.
My sister, my younger sister, who is now like, shit, I think she's 27 or 28.
She was like 27. Four?
Casey, my sister Casey was like 5 years old when One Piece came out.
But I didn't start watching it back then.
That's insane, right? 99? That means I was like in, oh, shit.
Let's Did you start watching it in elementary?
Oh, no, I didn't.
That's why I was like, I don't think so.
It was you were in high school and stuff. 2003, I was like in freaking like fourth grade or something.
Yeah.
third grade when this came out. That's insane.
But that's the same as kind of like Pokemon, right? Hasn't that been running at the same time?
Pokemon came out earlier.
Oh, yeah. That's
Pokemon,
right.
I was in first grade watching this. I remember my dad used to take me to school.
Damn, that's crazy. It's been that long already. Shoot.
Like, right before school, I would be watching Pokemon.
Basically, anime's been, like, a huge part of our lives since we were growing up.
And, yeah, so episode 1,000. This is pretty awesome, and I hope Haley catches up soon. I need to catch up on the manga
catch up but in, like, how many days? Like, a week?
You'll have plenty of time. It's okay. But... That's super exciting. Congratulations to Oda.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about Oda and, you know, even the live action. Mm-hmm. We'll get more into that in the next episode because we are kind of running short on time on this one.
Yep.
As always, you could listen to more Permission to Stan podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
With me and Haley, of course, on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts because you've obviously found us if you're listening to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for joining us as always. Please subscribe, follow. It always helps. It's always nice. We like seeing the little information stuff about like the analytics of like who's been viewing it.
Right.
It's cool to see how many people, like there's literally like over 30 countries of people listening to us.
Yeah.
And I don't even think I've heard of like
some of these
countries. So I just want to say thank you to everyone joining us every week. So we are here every week, every Thursday, you know, Pacific Standard Time here in America, wherever you are listening to it in the world, in the globe. Thank you so much. As always, take care. We will see you in the next episode. So till then, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.